The global financial crisis, fueled by the recent fall of Wall Street's number four investment bank, Lehman Brothers, has already hit markets in Central and Eastern Europe. Although no bankruptcies of mortgage providers on the national level are expected, in the Czech Republic, the Czech economy will face a slowdown as a result. Jan Richter has the story.
The Prague Stock Exchange fell by just over 4% on Monday following the meltdown of the US and British financial markets. Then on Tuesday, the shares of a Czech real estate developer stopped trading twice as their shares saw a dive of 27 and 32% respectively. This is the immediate effect of the worldwide financial crisis. But how hard will the Czech economy be hit? Tomáš Sedláček is a strategist for the ČSOB Bank.
We should expect certain further slowdown of our economies. We should expect the strengthening of the euro and the strengthening of the currency. But our capital markets should continue to weaken. And the turmoil will be quite substantial. Sunday, Monday, and today has been very critical days. And the turmoil will obviously result in quite unpredictable consequences.
As a result, the Czech government may have to be forced to revise its budget policies. The Czech economy's growth rate, estimated at 4.8% by the finance ministry, will probably be even lower. But there could be more immediate consequences as well. Jan Macháček is a columnist for the weekly Respekt.
We would also feel partially credit crunch, which is already felt across the globe and in America and in Europe. It also has to do with the fact that our banking sector is closely connected with the Western banking sector, that there will be new rules of sort of cautiousness and banks will be much more careful to provide loans to risky clients.
The Czech cabinet is very hesitant to set a benchmark for euro adoption, making the Czech Republic the only country in Central and Eastern Europe without a target date for entering the eurozone. ČSOB Bank's Tomáš Sedláček says that in an unstable environment, the euro can help.
Euro has acted for many European economies as a protective shield against these kind of turbulences. Of course, floating currency does have its advantages, but in the modern turbulent world, far larger economies than Czech economy have opted for a protection in a single currency unit. So I would judge that it is much safer and less risky to be included in a buffer zone.
Within the last year, the US government and the American Federal Bank have taken similar measures as several Czech governments did throughout the 1990s, saving some banks while letting others fall. The Czech Republic has been sued for preferential treatment by some investors as a result. Is there a difference between what the Fed is doing now and the Czech National Bank did back then? Jan Macháček again.
The difference is that we had a sort of wave of banking scandals and banking failures. Whereas in the developed world, they basically forgot about the fact that banks could also go under. We know that, for instance, in the United Kingdom, the bank Northern Rock was in trouble, that it was the first run on the bank in the United Kingdom after 100 years. So even though these things are basically described in the textbooks, I would believe the West sort of didn't have a direct experience with a wave of banking failures, whereas we did, even though it was from different reasons.
That was columnist Jan Macháček of Respekt magazine talking to Jan Richter in that report on how the global financial crisis will hit the Czech Republic.